that's really the start of where we started to work on capacity development was that, taking that and bringing their voice to, the bigger community. So inviting leaders from different organizations and different communities to come together and just talk about what are the challenges in our community for Indigenous families and what's working really well, how are we engaging with them and what can we do better. So we would often bring together people and run a little visioning experience and call it paddling together. So it was just an opportunity for us to build a traditional village. I don't know if you've had the training from Kathy Camilleri around building bridges. It's understanding the village. It's an amazing workshop. So she comes in and we all sit in a circle and she gives us a role and we talk about, what a traditional village would have looked like pre-context. So we had, aunties and uncles and grandparents and, the hunters and gatherers and the children in the community. And it's just quite an experiential learning. So we sit through this village and we talk about what it really feels like to be in this type of setting. And so we would do that and then move into more of a visioning of what our community is like today and how can we, where do we want to see our community for our children and work together with them around what do we need to leave behind? What are the things that are getting in the way of us moving forward together as a group? And what do we actually need to do to pull together to get to where we need to go? So really quite a nice way to have our early childhood educators, we had school trustees, we had health directors, we had First Nations chief and council and just everybody in both the First Nations and the mainstream organizations participating just so that we could all really say, this is what our children and families are needing, and this is what they need us to do. And so it's really quite an experience. And so for many years, that was my role, was really to at my role as Success by Six coordinator was really to do that work, to bring the community together and figure out how we can support capacity development at so many different levels.